equipment to deliver you a remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's
8:55 If it was 8:55, I would insert joke here. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, that is correct. It is time for the Dubious Goals Committee. It is also time to drink some tea. I'm drinking ginger made today, so let's pour some. Ooh. Gingermay. Oh, I can smell it. Oh, it smells so good. Oh, wow. One more. Oh. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. Wow. Yeah, I switched to some gingermay last night. I'm drinking it again this morning. This is the third infusion. I'm pretty excited about it. It's really good. And I'm thinking about tea. Because tea is delicious. And I love it. And I'm glad I have some of this gingermay for when my brother comes. My brother's coming into town in a few days. It's unknown exactly when, but we're talking, let's see, not including today, 5 or 6 days, nobody knows. Let's just say somewhere between 4 and 7 days from now, we're going to be drinking a lot of tea. Probably going to be eating a lot of tacos too. And I don't know, maybe I will convince him that he needs to build some guitars and we'll build guitars. And that's the idea that I have. I'm pretty excited about it. Other things that I'm really excited about, at least for today, include, but are not limited to, the numbers. So let's ask our favorite numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. And I have to point out, did I hear a 409 in there? Hey, froggy me, did you hear that 409? Oh my God, is this going to be 409 day? Are we going to have to listen to the weatherman expound the virtues of 409? Is that going to be a theme today? God, I hope not. Oh, what the hell? Why not? How about some Kirk Cameron selling us 409? I bet you didn't know that was
Boy,
Kirk Cameron.
Boy, are you going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Formula 409. It starts to work before you start to wipe.
Oh, poor Kirk Cameron. Got all his money scammed out of him by his own church. And now his poor sister, Candace Cameron, has to support the entire family doing films on the Hallmark Channel. Whew. That's a brutal, brutal life. But we're not here to talk about any of the Cameron family today. No, we're not. Today we are here to discuss further breakthroughs in breakfast. That's right. I had another idea last night. Actually, this was 2 nights ago and I just failed to mention it yesterday. So as I pour some more tea here, I want you to get into some kind of breakfast mood once again. Maybe you already had breakfast today. That's all right. You can have breakfast tomorrow if you want. Oh, good tea. absolutely delicious tea. So yeah, I have thought up a new breakfast food, another breakfast idea that you might want to consider, because this is another good one. Is this as good as pepperoni and waffles? Well, I can't really say if this is a better idea or worse idea, because this is waffle based and you could include pepperoni, so it could just be another iteration of pepperoni and waffles. Either way, this might get a little bit greasy, so you know, you gotta be careful.
Boy,
you don't want to get grease all over.
You're gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here's a slap to your face.
Fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to
wipe. 409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Formula 409. It starts to work before you start to wipe.
Again, that's just bad parenting, because who cares what the kids have been up to? As long as they're just cleaning for no reason. I mean, they're cleaning without being told to clean. You don't question that. You know, I'm not even a parent. And I know that. But regardless, back to breakfast. Back to breakfast. I'm just going to blurt it out. Here's the idea, kids. Fried waffles. Yeah. Yeah. Now stay with me. Stay with me. It sounds insane, but stay with me. Well, it is insane, but stay with me here. You might be familiar with the idea of like a twice-baked potato. Sometimes we have culinary creations that are twice-baked or twice-cooked. What restaurant do I go to that has the twice-cooked pork? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. You know, and so you have things like, you know, twice-baked potatoes, which I love. And whenever I think of twice-baked potatoes, I think of Bob. I think of Chef Bob. Bob Z, the cook at the park. I got stories about this guy that would blow your mind, but these are not waffle-related stories, unlike this one. Twice-baked potatoes. Twice-cooked things. Okay, basically, this is a twice-cooked waffle. And there's plenty of variations, but let's just start with the beginning here. Basically, you make a regular waffle. You know, you put some batter in a waffle iron, you make a waffle, and you pull it out of the iron. And okay, you have a waffle. Awesome, right? Okay, so now what you do is you take that waffle and you dip it into more waffle batter. I don't know if it's like the same waffle batter or like thicker waffle batter. There's some technical things that I haven't quite worked out yet. This idea, this breakfast idea, is still in its infancy and hasn't actually been, you know, gotten out of the concept stage yet. I have not made a prototype. But so you take the waffle, you dip it in more waffle batter, and then, yeah, you got it. You deep fry it. You drop it in a deep fryer. So you have this twice cooked waffle that's been fried. And that's the basic idea right there. And you can go anywhere with this. Now imagine, you know, you use two different flavored batters. Like you have, you know, some kind of, the waffle in the middle might be, you know, hazelnut praline pecan flavor, and then the outside deep fried part of the waffle might just be regular, or vice versa, or whatever. You can have different combinations. You could put pepperoni in this. You know, you could make a waffle, then slap some pepperoni slices on it, then dip it into some more batter, and then deep fry it. There's a lot of different directions you could go. There's some technical things to be worked out here. Like when you make the first waffle, should you undercook it, since it's going to be fried up again? Should you undercook it so that it finishes cooking in the frying stage? Or does it not matter? Is the act of re-dipping it, does that new layer of batter insulate the inside enough that it doesn't need to be cooked all the way through? Which kind of makes sense, because that's how you make fried ice cream and other stuff like that. Anyway, Regardless, fried waffles. You heard it here first. Another breakfast breakthrough brought to you live for the first time. World premiere, Dubious Goals Committee, the home of world premiere breakfasting. Does that put me in the Premier League? Does that put me in the Breakfast Premier League? Oh my God. I hope I don't get relegated. And if I finish in the top four, can I go to the Breakfast Champions League? Oh, I bet I could. Wow. I could be a breakfast champion. Wow, that would make my full title something along the lines of Tobe, God of Vague Fatigue, Champion of Breakfast. I still need a longer title. Chaser of Marmots, Finder of Mushrooms. I won't be satisfied until my full title is as long as Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. Drinker of tea, roller of dice, petter of cats, bartender of cats. How are you going to forget the cat bartender? Jeez, Toby, you idiot. Okay, well, I think it's time to go to some music. And I think it's going to be Junior Brown Day. You know I love his little Get Steel double guitar. So tell me, Junior, what's up?
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy-up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy-up, 409.
I would buy a brand new
409. Traction. Oh my God, that's Junior Brown with 409. And you should obviously be able to identify Junior Brown from his voice and sweet guitar playing. But the hilarious thing is that's actually the Beach Boys doing the backup vocals there, which makes it all the cooler. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. I do love Junior Brown. He's just... Oh, that guy. I've seen him. I've seen him play twice. I've actually been able to see him play. He's unbelievable live. If you ever have the opportunity to see Junior Brown perform in person, do so. It's crazy. I'm just not sure where to actually buy tickets. Who do I know that would know where to get tickets to Junior Brown? Oh, I know. We'll ask Mr. Lee. Hey, Mr. Lee, how can I get tickets for a Junior Brown concert?
Ancient Chinese secrets. My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, that's right. The ancient Chinese secret is always banana-na-na-na, or sometimes it's banina-na, but, you know, technicalities. And it occurs to me that, hey, isn't today Thursday? Don't we need to check in with my personal friend Justin Johnson? I've never met the man, actually, but I wish he was my personal friend. Here he is sitting on his back porch playing Peaches and Biscuits. always awesome. That's Justin Johnson playing Peaches and Biscuits on some kind of resonator guitar that sounded pretty cool. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's the next thing I need is a resonator guitar. Meaning that's the next thing I need to build. So put that on the list of all the instruments that I need to build. And yeah, maybe we'll get around to it in some lifetime. Obviously not this one. So you might be thinking, oh, Tobe, how did that fit the theme? Isn't the theme 409? That was called Peaches and Biscuits. Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with 409. Yeah, it does. Of course it fit the theme. Think about it. First of all, you don't know how many peaches and biscuits there are. There could be, oh, I don't know, 409. Yeah, that would be related to the theme now, wouldn't it? The other thing you need to realize is that when you're eating peaches and biscuits, you could leave a greasy mess somewhere. You could leave a greasy mess on anything. And then what are you going to do?
Boy, are you going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers cut through grease fast.
Hurry.
409 is so effective, it starts to work before you start to wipe.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Formula 409. It starts to work before you start to wipe.
Yeah, because that's something that needs to happen. Yeah, and I'm sure there's people out there thinking, oh, what's all this 409 crap? Oh, 409, is this the new thing that we're going to have to listen to? Well, at least we don't have to listen to that crazy-ass banana cha-cha stuff anymore. Yeah. Are you sure about that? I mean, you need to decide. The lesser of two evils. You might be thinking that there's no way in hell that fit into the theme of 409. Does it matter anymore? This is not the dubious 409 committee, people. I mean, come on. But I have to admit, this does lead to questions. You have to constantly be asking yourself all kinds of questions, like, how do I clean up this greasy mess? Or how do I sustain these traditions? Are traditions really that important? I mean, we stick to traditions, but after a while, traditions start to lose their meanings. Even the traditions of the Dubious Goals Committee These traditions lead you to asking questions. And what's the biggest tradition, or at least what's the biggest question we always have on Dubious Goals Committee?
Hey, baby! Oh, yeah. You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Of course, it's hey, baby, you got girlfriend, Vietnam. And you were worried. Oh my God, look at your face. Look at the relief on your face. You were so worried that we weren't going to get girlfriend Vietnam today. Of course we're going to get girlfriend Vietnam today. But you know what the best part of this is? I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I have to be the worst person in the world. Yes, I'm doing all these things on purpose. And here's one of my goals. Here's one of my most dubious goals. And this explains so much. This actually explains why I force you to listen to Banana Cha-Cha. That's right. My dubious goal here is to get this song, Banana Cha-Cha, so ingrained in your head, so locked into your skull, that it just creeps in sometimes and you start going, banana cha-cha, banana cha-cha. Okay, right? Because, you know, that is apt to happen. And worst of all, this is going to happen to you somewhere out in public. Can you imagine? Yes, perhaps you're waiting in line to check out at the grocery store. Perhaps you're purchasing gasoline for your automobile at the local petrol station. But there you are, in public, and without even realizing it, suddenly, without any warning, you start singing to yourself, banana cha-cha, banana cha-cha. Yeah, and everybody starts to look. And then the worst part of it is, there's that one guy who points and starts singing along with you because he knows this song, banana cha-cha, banana cha-cha. Yeah, it might be me. What's that guy wearing? What's that guy wearing? Is he wearing taupe clothes? It might be taupe. And now I've planted the seed. I've planted so many ideas in your head. Now you're going to live in fear for days, practically weeks, thinking, oh my God, is somebody going to catch me singing banana cha-cha out in public? Oh, how will I live with myself? What will I do? Will I have to eat a
banana?
Or a
banana?
Yes, you will have to eat both a banana and a banana because you've been listening to
banana.
The Dubious Banana Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 4:09. I mean 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm going to drink some more tea. I might eat a banana. I don't know what I feel like doing today. I'm kind of hungry, but I want something good. And I went to the store yesterday, but they didn't have the breads that I like, so I had to get different breads. And so now my ham sandwiches, my Black Forest ham, never mind.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.